this morning, the lesson is entitled, Strive Lawfully. In 2 Timothy 2:5, it reads, If a man also strive for masteries, or in the game as an athlete, as some versions say, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully, or according to the rules. These are the words of the Apostle Paul to young Timothy and to all the rest of us. They are not written to merely inform us how to participate successfully in games, but chiefly to warn us against violation of the rules. As we run the Christian race and as we wage spiritual war against sin and Satan, notice with me, if you will, that striving lawfully is a spiritual necessity. Whosoever goeth onward or transgresseth, and abideth not in the teaching of Christ, hath not God, 2 John in verse 9. Let us walk by the same rule, reads Philippians 3 in verse 16. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, Jesus said in Matthew 7 and verse 21. There were some who do not or did not strive lawfully in the past, such as the Jews in the day of Jesus. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, Jesus said in Matthew 15:9. Some of the Galatians were observing days and months and times and years, Galatians 4:10. Some only knew of the baptism of John. To the 12 men at Ephesus, Paul said, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, Acts 19, verses 4 through 5. Concerning the coming judgment, Jesus said, Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then he said, Will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7, 22 and 23. There are some who do not strive lawfully today, sadly. Some are striving in human institutions. The Bible teaches us that the church is a pillar and ground of the truth, 1 Timothy 3:15. We glory God in the church by Christ Jesus, Ephesians 3 and verse 21. This necessarily condemns any man-made institution or organization such as a college or a religious publication from training preachers or disseminating truth from conducting worship service, lectureships, or gospel meetings. The only institution that has the authority to sound out the word of the Lord and spread their faith abroad, 1 Thessalonians 1:8, is the church that Jesus purchased with his own blood, Acts 20 and verse 28. Yes, an individual can do his or her own work of teaching, but an individual is not an institution or organization. Some use schemes to finance spiritual church work rather than scriptural giving. The Bible says, Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Read 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come, 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 2. Some are faith-only observers. But the Bible says, See then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only, James 2:24. There are those who practice and submit to sprinkling or pouring for baptism, even though the Bible teaches that in baptism we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life, Romans 6 and verse 4. Today, there are those who do not strive lawfully through their failure to observe the Lord's Supper each first day of every week. As the Bible says, it was upon the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, Acts 20 and verse 7. Some play in worship, even though the Bible says, sing. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, Colossians 3 and verse 16. Speaking, not humming or whistling to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, reads Ephesians 5:19. I will sing with the spirit or spiritual attitude, and I will sing with the understanding also, 1 Corinthians 14:15. Notice that mechanical instruments do not speak, Ephesians 5:19. Mechanical instruments do not teach and admonish, Colossians 3:16. Mechanical instruments cannot be understood, 1 Corinthians 14:15. And melody is to be done in the heart, not with mechanical instruments, Ephesians 5:19. Some are spiritually off and on, or faithful when they want to be. Instead of being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, 1 Corinthians 15:58. There are those who do not strive lawfully because they willfully fail to assemble together to worship God. Notice the lengthy reading of Hebrews 10, 23 through 31. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. As the thought continues, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice of sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, reads Hebrews 10, verses 23 through 31. These are consecutive verses of Hebrews chapter 10, all under the same context. The implication is that forsaking assembling of ourselves together is the same as not holding fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Forsaking assembling of ourselves together is the same as sinning willfully. Forsaking assembling of ourselves together is the same as trodding underfoot the Son of God, counting the blood of the covenant an unholy thing, and having done despite under the Spirit of grace. Medical conditions aside and family vacations, how could anyone get in a rut of forsaking the assembling of ourselves together? It seems some have time to attend many secular chores and the things that we are interested in. But sadly, many don't have time for God, and it will be sadly to their own eternal detriment. Oh, how we need to strive lawfully. In closing, am I and are you, are we striving lawfully? James spoke to some who were spiritually unfaithful. He said, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." James 4 and verse 4. Paul said, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable or spiritual service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The Lord invites us all to strive lawfully. If you have a spiritual need, won't you come while together we stand and sing?
With the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear. When the Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere.
Somewhere
listening for